Yes, we was your God.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
How
have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your lives?
Burundi.
Is life good?
Mbolizako naibao.
Greet for us, your neighbor.
Umagarize ebisingo burundi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiveri katonda kitaffe.
Those which come from God the Father.
Yatuteekerateekera ebirungi nga n'ensire nabakubaawo okubitambuliramu nga bwe yogera mu Efeso
2:10
nga tuli mulimu gwe
gwe
yatondera mu Kristo Yesu
eyasooka
otuteekerateekera ebirungi
okubitambuliramu
nga n'ensire
nabakubaawo
tusaba ekintu kimu
tuddeyo
mu nteekateeka
ze
tutambulire mu birungi.
And we walk in his good preparation.
For
he promised
that he would make
good
work. He is
ready to fulfill it.
Know you are
a work of God he began.
And he
must fulfill and complete it.
So waliyo ebirungi era bye yategekerwa obitambuliremu.
Now there are good things still be prepared, you move by them.
Osobola okuba omulimu ogutuukiridde.
That you can be a perfected work.
Kubanga agamba nga yatonda omuntu nga mugoloko.
He says he created man upright.
Naye ye kennyini ne yeegunjisa
bino. But man moved to invent many things for himself.
Tujja kusaba Mukama atusaasire.
So we shall ask God have mercy on us.
Tusobola okukkiriza tutambulire mu kuteesa
kwe. And accept move in his counsel.
Tugenda sooka mu kigambo eky'amagezi.
We're going to first cover the word of wisdom.
Oluvannyuma tujja kutendereza tusinze Mukama mu nnyimba nga nnya
then
oluvannyuma tulyoke tukomewo okulaba enkwe za
sitaani
tulyoke tusiibula ate tuva mu kifo
kino
Mukama akuwa omukisa nga ogumiikiriza pulogulaamu
ezo wait for the programs.
Kubanga batukanya n'eggulu lyennyini likanya nafe.
For when we agree, heaven still agrees with us.
Kaba iweko omwoyo we mweyongere okutegeera.
Let him pour his spirit upon you that you move and understand.
Nga bwe yatusuubiza mu ngeri sura esooka 23.
He promised in Proverbs 1:23.
Tumutukkiriza okunenyako.
That we accept his rebuke.
Atuyiwako omwoyo we.
He pours his spirit upon us.
N'atuletuletogera ebigambo
bye. And he draws us to understand his words.
So tugenda kweyongera mu kigambo eky'amagezi.
Now we are moving on with the word of wisdom.
We kutegeeza Yeremiya
8:8-10.
Ekigambo kya
Katonda
kale magezi kyagali mu
bo
naye twagala okuddayo funa amagezi agali mu kigambo
kyatusobole
okubeera abaana abategeera
kubanga
alina wayogeera
Yeremiya
esula eyokuna
olunyiyo
5:21 ng'akoya ebbendera neyamakondera agamuleekaani
and instead of the trumpets and the flags making noise for him
ebigambo tebirimu wadde okumanya
and the words there is nothing like knowledge
agamba nti abantu basirusiru
and he says these people are foolish
wongole byaba
they are senseless children
abyamagezi mukore ebibi
and they are wise in doing evil
naye mukore obulungi kati wali kumanya
but in doing good they have no knowledge
amanya n'eddoboozi
and by name and voice
mutumera radio fuji
apostle one at hope witness
omuna musumba
together with pastor bosa
n'omusumba wafu
and our bible reader pastor robina
ntubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We're
still moving on seeing the past your own schemes.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
As we
still study the schemes of the devil,
there
are still the schemes, your own schemes.
Some
people call them the characters of people,
your character.
Praise Jesus.
But
if you insist with those schemes,
your
own schemes,
will have
begun to put the ground at the devil where he will begin to plow.
That
ground is called weakness.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
And some
people say me, I have my weakness.
Those are your
own schemes.
Well,
the devil is about to ply on the seed of the law of sin.
And he begin
to put in you his own schemes he wants.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So but
we shall request you
and
you fight your own schemes. When we read in Proverbs chapter 6, we see like this on what concerns the schemes. As we get back connected, bring all our hearts unto God. All our souls, our entire lives,
in
our entire strength. Not to leave any ground of the devil in our hearts where he can sit. First and foremost, he plows on that ground which begins with a human weakness.
Others
call it their weakness. But friends, those are your own schemes. Proverbs 6 from verse
1.
Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 1.
Mwana wange, obanga weyimirira muliraano wawo, n'okubira omugenyi mu ngalo. Mwana wange, obanga weyimirira muliraano wawo, n'okubira omugenyi mu ngalo. Ebigambo by'omukama wako bikukwasizza. Ebigambo by'omukama wako bikuteze.
Have
you heard that word? If you've seen a visitor passing, and you say,
why
are you going? Why are you passing my compound? Yet is a visitor coming to you. You stop there, don't come.
I was
coming, God had sent me to your home.
Isaiah,
God had said, prepare your house. You must repeat that verse. You get a visitor coming. Don't come close. Let's repeat that verse.
Mwana wange, obanga weyimirira muliraano wawo, n'okubira omugenyi mu ngalo.
Waliwo abantu abagamba, muli mwana wange omanyi nze ntudde naye.
Yes, suppose I've taken law with my neighbor.
Amweyimirirewo.
Let me stand on their behalf.
Naye nga tomanyi byalowooza mu mutima gwe.
But you don't know what they think in their heart.
Banga ate n'oddira omugenyi akyaliwo.
And you get a visitor coming to your home.
Ne weerabira Bebulaniya essuula ey'13.
And you forget Hebrews 13.
Obutalekangayo kwaniriza bagenyi.
Not to stop to welcome visitors.
Kubanga mu ekyo twaniriza mba amalayi.
For in that we welcome angels.
Naye n'olengera omugenyi ng'ajja.
But you see a visitor come your way. And you say, you stop there.
Omuluja olagawo.
Where are you going? Where are you passing my compound? Now what threatening?
It's
an angel coming your home. They have sent him. It's your Isaiah. And a messenger prophet sent to you. Now you have clapped hands them as they branch to your home.
And
it's like, God had sent me to your home, but
bye.
Okay, bye bye, let me move on. What do you do in that moment?
But
remember, you'd already done that scheme long time. Don't just there pass my compound. Why do you just branch onto my compound? Now this time, what the scheme does to you, you've chased the servant of God. The
Wiseacre
that you have sofas in your home, they don't just sit in them. See how angels visit and they are six. Or they are seven. But your seventh chair is what you refused visitors to sit in. Friend, you can prepare your own schemes. And you can prepare words in your mouth and they are hanging in there. And you say, if I call this person since it angered me, I'm going to speak this and that to them. And you reach there, you speak many words. In them is where you make a mistake in a multitude of words. Sin is not absent.
So
it's good to prepare well your soul.
For
Bible says preparation of the soul is worthy of a person. But the fulfillment is
God.
Now give it into preparing your heart.
And
there is no schemes in whatever you prepare. For there is a personal scheme someone makes themselves. I tell you that scheme.
ebiseera ebisinga obuyita bunafu
bwo. Many times you call it your weakness.
Bambagamba mbeera zange.
Others say those are their moods, their lifestyle.
Obunafu obwo.
But that weakness.
Kitali kwalima.
That's where the devil plows.
Kwalima kye bayita etteeka ly'ekibi.
It's where he plows and plants the law of sin.
Oba ensigo ey'ekibi.
Or the seed of sin.
N'alyoka abala ebibala by'ayagala
byonna. And he bears fruits of every kind he wants.
Omutima gwo.
In your heart.
Ano omutima ttaka ddene nnyo.
A heart is a very great ground.
Taka ejimuddala ng'era ddene ddala.
A fertile soil which is big indeed.
Naye nga obutuukirivu bulwanira ekifo ekyo.
But righteousness fights for that place.
Ate n'obubi bulwana.
Yet even evil is fighting for it.
Naye ki n'asinziira.
But what you base.
Kubanga yatonda omutima yatonda mugolokofu.
The one who created the heart, he created it upright.
Naye olw'enkwezo.
But by your own skins.
Kandi ky'ottemerako ekibisita.
You began
ekibanja.
To cut a portion for the devil within your heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
began to plow a portion for evil on your ground. For when God created us, never created sin within us.
And
he created man upright with an upright heart. Like we hear in Ecclesiastes 7, verse
29. Agamba yatonda omuntu nga muki.
He says he created man upright.
Nayegunjiza biki.
And he moved on to invent many things for himself.
Nayekolera enkwe.
He schemed for himself.
Tusomere olunyiriro olusula.
That verse we first seen.
Mubuulizi esula ya 7 olunyiriro lwa 29.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 29.
Laba kino kyokka kye nalaba nga Katonda yakola abantu nga bagolokofu. Naye bo ne banoonya bingi bye baagunja.
Okugunja enkwe.
Inventing schemes.
Kakati omuntu siba bamutonda mugolokofu n'omutima gwe.
Created upright with their hearts.
Kubanga teri kaana ke batonda nga kabbi.
For there is no child they create and they are a thief.
Nekazaalibwa nekagwali nekagaa nze nno ndi mubbi.
And their birth that they fall out and they said me I'm a thief.
Wabula omuntu agenda maaso mukubo monga agunja enkwe.
But the person moves along the way as they invent schemes.
And
the great situations in themselves.
And
that ground you create, you call the weakness.
It's
where the devil plants what we call the law of sin, the seed of sin.
The
law of sin.
That
can speak to you in all schemes of the devil within you.
The
problem the devil has is one.
When
he sees you have a little sins within you, he begins to condive with you. That's why it's spoken of in Psalms 50. When he saw an evil, he condived with them. When he sees that ground within you, he begins to condive with you. And he says, I've gotten colleagues.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Zaburi
5:16.
Zaburi 5:16.
Psalms 50 verse 16.
Nayo mubi Katonda amugamba nti. Ofayo ekyokubuulira amateeka gange, n'oyingiza endagaano yange mu kamwa ko, kubanga okyawa okuyigirizibwa, n'ebigambo byange obisuula ennyuma wo. Bwe walaba omubi walagaana naye, era wassa ekimu n'abenzi.
Owulidde ye ekyakola.
You see what he does.
Ye sitaani bw'alaba ng'otandiseewo ensigo.
When the devil sees you began that seed,
n'agamba mba nfunye.
He says, I've gotten a colleague.
I've
gotten where I'm going to plant my own seeds. My sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many times the weakness
or
the schemes you put for yourself, they have not reached to be called sin. The devil himself helps them to become sin.
When
you first hold them within you yourself, till Satan holds you and they capture you, and they work enmity on people or you yourself, and it becomes a real sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many times people ask, but when does sin begin in a person? When someone begins to make schemes for themselves,
they
began to open a door for the devil very well in their hearts. You've begun to put a ground there where the devil planted the seed of sin, that known as the law of sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now many people say, truly, is it God who tempted me or who? According to James chapter 1, verse 13, God speaks like this on the beginning of sin. And people have a very big contribution on this.
They are
being tempted by sin. James chapter 1, verse 13.
Omuntu yenna bwakemebwanga tayogeranga nti Katonda yankema. Kubanga Katonda takema na bubi. Era yenyini takema muntu yenna. Na ye buli muntu akemebwa nga walulwa okwegomba kwe ye.
You hear what happens? The devil to hold your hand to drop you.
There is
something he finds you with. For Eve,
they
had a thinking of what can the tree do to us as we eat of it. The reality, can we die or not? Now, as sin holds your hand to move you ahead, it finds you have a big stature within you. There are things you desire as you yourself. There is a word we read it so much. He who separates himself seeks their own desires. Now, if
you
separate herself, go look at the tree. Why didn't she go with Adam?
Yes,
praise Jesus. When the devil is going to work within you, there is where he starts from. There are your own schemes you first do for yourself. People never realize that they made schemes over their lives, and they are putting themselves their own modes and ways, those they call their weakness. Yet they have begun to plow a portion in their hearts where the devil plants the seed of sin, that called the law of sin, that it can speak of whatever it wants, the depth of the schemes of the devils. He speaks in verse 14, James chapter 1.
Yakobo esule soka unyirwa kubinanya na yebuli muntu akemebwa nga walulwa okwegomba kwe ye.
What the devil does, he finds you there and you're prepared and he begins to drag you our heads. Says, now you see, you think that God said all trees do them like that, and you begin to put a story to him. And he said, now the truth is this, you will not die, he will begin to drag you. And he said, God knows when you eat, you will live. You will be like him. And you
will
not spread good from evil. And he began to draw you himself. He plants the seed of sin in you.
And
he ends up putting in the seed of sin within you. Well, the law of sin, it's a network of the devil where he can best command you to do whatever he wants.
entandikwa y'omutima gwo okumalibwawo,
the beginning of your heart to be consumed, the all of it,
gusobola okufuuka ennyumba ya Satani,
that it can become the house of the devil,
gwandibadde ennyumba ya Katonda,
that would have been the temple of the Lord,
kubanga ayogera ngali ku mitima gy'abantu akonko n'ayogera.
It's on the people's hearts knocking to enter in.
Ensonga ezimu ze wawulidde Katonda atugamba,
some reasons you heard God tell us,
bwe tuba tujja gy'ali,
if we come to him,
tujje n'emitima gyaffe gyonna,
let's come with all our hearts,
n'obulamu bwaffe bwonna,
with all our lives,
n'amaanyi gaffe gonna,
all our strength. And you don't cut on a portion to give it the devil.
Because
the beginning of demarcating that portion is to make a scheme for your own self. Let's move on.
James
chapter
1
verse 15.
Okwegomba okwo ne kulyoka kuba olubuto ne kuzala okwonoona.
After you've
prepared your own schemes, the one of sin enters and gives you a pregnancy of it, and he adds in you, and he says things are going to be now like this and that. After you get sin, James 1:15.
Now,
sin takes time to mature. It climbs levels. You know, when you commit immorality once, you may fear. You may try to fear. You
fear it,
and you convict yourself of what you have done. But when you go there the second time, you begin to cease to have any conviction about it. Now, sin is maturing within you. It's consuming, finishing your heart.
And
it's buying off all righteousness. You begin to get hardened like that. The sin births death for you. Let's get back to Proverbs 6. All those are things you should look unto. If you
want to
take away what we call your own schemes. For if you remain with them, they are going to become your own lifestyle and ways. And they will put in place what we call weakness, where the devil plants every unrighteousness. Then
he
will plant in you the seed of sin, that called the law of sin. And there
you
will move on to sin more. And after that,
you
enter the first death and the second death as it was.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's required of us to fight our own schemes. Proverbs 6 verse
2. Ebigambo by'omukama wako bikuteze.
You may speak many words,
and
after they trap you.
So it's
bad to condive, speak what you want.
See,
when he told us in Isaiah 58 verse 13, you refused us to do what we want as us, and you refused us to seek for what we want,
neither
to speak what or do what we want.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now all there, it causes and brings your schemes. Many times you have what you tell yourself, but you do see in them there is no light of the word. But you tell yourself, me, I will be like this. You say all of us have to change. If we become humble, we have the character of our clan. We don't familiarize. Now to go for fellowship,
friends
familiarize you.
Someone
speaks of greeting me.
In the better, so get
I don't speak with people. Things of speaking
You expect they are going to speak rumors every time. You tell them rumors. What are they going to take what you've not told them? People like that have their own. They have evil characters. And some of the things told them, which shows their ways, they are right here. Let's move on to read Proverbs 6 verse
3.
You have to save yourself. This God is not
going
to save
you.
Yes, you have to save
yourself.
On your skills, you'll save yourself.
Concerning
your own skills, your own skills you've made for yourself. God's ready to save you from all schemes of the devils. But your own schemes, you have to save yourself from them. That's why
he
says someone believes in their heart to be given righteousness. Lord Jesus died for us.
But
don't decide with your heart, come to him. He's not going to save you by force.
But
save yourself from your schemes. Those you spoke in your religion, you said, I will never get saved. Can get saved you and you said you'll never get saved. They have told you save yourself in your own schemes. Person sitting here, we study many things. And we study them in the Bible. And they say, me, I have things I choose out and the others I leave.
What they to be some by
we study them in the Bible. The apostle explains them as him.
Now,
you do get explain them in your own way. And you do the word of God. The scheme that you pick out from the word of God, what you're to do and what you're not to do. Now God do what for you now? He tells you save yourself then. Those are the skills you put for yourself, not the devil. Jesus appeared, destroy the works of the evil. But your own works, your schemes,
God knows they are.
Because you do help yourself take them away. I've taken off the burden. Jesus, take, now save me from the devil. My own I've left them. Proverbs 6, verse 3.
Kubanga okudde mu mukono gwa muliraanwawo. Genda wetowaze otayirire mu muliraanwawo. Toganyanga maaso go kwebaka. Newankubadde ebikowe byo okubongoota. Werokole ng'empewo bw'eva mu mukono gw'omuyizzi.
Empewo. Ng'empewo bw'eva mu mukono gwaki?
Now you've spoken many words. You've done much where Zechariah has been captured. Be like that gazera snared in a trap. It has to fight on its own. And it saves itself. There it will not call Jesus, come Lord save me. It has to find ways to claim as if she's died. And you lose it a little. It runs once and runs off. That's why that gazella, when it falls in a trap, never set it free. Sometimes it claims as if it has died, yet not. You first cut off its head. It claims it has died and lies flat. And you set it free. It awakes once and runs off. That's what we call humbling.
You
had messed up someone with your many words. You humble and say, have mercy. By that humility, you are saving yourself. Proverbs 6, verse 5.
Werokole ng'empewo bw'eva mu mukono gw'omuyizzi era ng'ennyonyi bw'eva mu mukono gw'omutezi.
Ekinyonyi kigenda nga bakikutte ekinyonyi mu mukono.
The bird went snared. It
first schemes its ways.
And it
humbles even if you put it down, it doesn't run. Have you ever seen it?
You put
a hen when you've set
it
free, and it exists, remain there as if it's still bound. Now it
can
calibrate, and you think it's gotten weakened. It awakes worse and runs off.
We're
trying to learn by the experience. Spoken your own words, they have trapped you and snared you. You humble yourself and repent and align yourself so that you can be freed from your own schemes. Proverbs 6 verse
6.
Now there are people, and they say, you know, I'm still a young boy. And this year has just begun. Now, in around July, I will awake to begin to work with strength. Now they've sent you somewhere that you can prepare so when there's still time. People make schemes of being poor.
We have
a place I sleep. When I get what I eat, I sleep. They don't think the seasons ahead how they will be. Many people make their own schemes. Proverbs 6, verse
6. Eyo terina mwami. Ne wankubadde omulabirizi. Newankubadde afuga. Naye terekera ebyayo ebyokulya mu biro ebyokukunguliramu. Nekunganya emmere yaayo mu mwaka. Olitusawo okwebakanga gwe omugayaavu.
Kakati
now
egundi eki enkoloto.
These ants.
Egundi ezo.
The ants.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kakati zo ziteeka bulungi emmere yaayo.
Now these prepare well their food. After they prove that the one of the year is enough, and they get a holiday, and they awake to prepare for the next year.
And
let me tell you, see, they themselves have no commander in them, but they find themselves doing things within order. But a human being, they can see that the seat is not in order, and they say, let me wait for me to be commanded.
Not
a human being has many schemes as them,
and
they see they reach the places mopped very well, and they come with all the dust and they leave it there where they have been seeing it, and they say they will mop the place. Even tomorrow they come like that. Now a human being is very hard. They want so much to be governed and ruled. Don't make schemes like those. For in the Jerusalem of heaven, you must be led by the Spirit in you to do things worthy. For no one is going to be putting laws on you. Means if you don't learn that on this world, it may be hard for you to even reach heaven. For Amos 3:3 says, two cannot move together except they have agreed. That's where a command came, that what's done in heaven, we can do it on earth. We are meant to learn to do the word of God,
and
not wait to be commanded much or to be conned. Most people have those characters. If they don't prophesy upon me, I don't get my money to give it. They will even prophesy upon you falsehoods.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So
let's take away our own schemes. There are schemes of the devil, yet even a person have their own schemes. Like we've had in Ecclesiastes
3,
verse 20. That God created man upright. But he moved on to invent many things. We've seen that the schemes have a place they take someone. These schemes of a person. Others call them their ways. They birth what we call their weakness. And you find someone they say, me, I have my weakness. I will change slow. Now that weakness, the ground the devil enjoys to plant his seeds much on. To plant the seed of sin on it. End up having the law of sin within
him.
That which contends with the laws of God. There the devil can take you now in all his schemes. That's why we understood there is a personal schemes and the ones of the devil. But we do all things possible to understand them and to know how we shall get out of them through this word of wisdom we first have now. That we first have to move on the next service. Let's read in Proverbs we hear. Proverbs 6 verse
9.
Some people also say, let me still keep sleeping. Time is for working, they are sleeping. Let me sleep this week. Even the next week they sleep. After they say, Lord, when will you take poverty from us? And God told him in Deuteronomy 28. Everything you lay your hand on it will be blessed. You refuse to touch anything. Others say, go just touch it like that. You're born against of the olden eras of stealing. They have been going touching people's cars. Whatever you touch, your own thing you'll begin to do. When you get determined to work, when you take away the sleep. You know, sleep. It's not only in the snoring and you close your eyes. Even slumbering is not only in that. You may work once and tomorrow you say, have a rest. Those I will sell them tomorrow. When they have gotten rotten, you ask God, why did you keep my things? Customers, we had to buy them yesterday, you want to sell them today. The truth is, rest is good. But to wrap on your hands and to slumber, it's bad.
Many
people slumber. And you see they are gradually going. The one who got 10,000 and didn't no more get it. They get 7,000, 5,000, 3,000. And gradual 1,000 shillings, 500. Friends, help me.
But in
I'm not asking them to sleep. You grant your slumber like that. You make your own schemes. God, why don't you want to progress me? You must have something you're doing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. People got in synagogues and sat in there. And the pastor told them God is going to bring.
Then
the pastor is putting baskets of the pork of transport and petrol. And he is committing himself to doing that.
And
God committed to even get even the 1,000 you have. Yet you wake up in the day you sit claiming God is bringing. That's why many in the church turn to become thieves. And they began different ministries. And they prepared many baskets. And they become thieves in this world. And they no more preach truth, but every scripture they see,
business
in it, they see a business coming. They end up in the seeds. You have to sow. You end up, you have to tap the anointing. You sow in the gospel.
So
things came because of slumbering. Let me tell you one thing. Many people in the church, they
see
20 years they've not done anything.
And
they say, I'm waiting for God to answer me.
And
God says, touch something with your hands. Now, brethren, let's not be like that, doing our schemes to be poor. In church, right, we're going to support people where necessary. But it's good to take out the initial weakness you had. Those are the schemes which are going to finish even the little we've given you to begin with.
Ngeresula ya mukaga olinyole 10.
Proverbs 6 verse 10.
Wachaliwo kwebako okutono nokubongoto okutono nokufunya mikono okutono okwebaka. Bwechtyo obwavu bwo bulijango omunyazi. Nokwetaga kwo ngomusajja akute byokulwanyisa.
Kakati ekizibu.
Now the problem.
Obwavu bumala okujja.
After poverty comes.
Bujanga munyazi.
It comes like a robber. And you've gotten all weapons. It steals from you all your character. And it gives you being a complicated person. You go to someone, beg them the first, second time. And the third time they refuse. It is, I will not go back there. People are not easy. Poverty begins to come like a band. And
it
grabs all your character.
Then
it is all harmed. It comes and you begin to come a wiseacre.
Until
you begin here and listen that. We have big plans. But they are saying they have a plan. Let me tell you things on people. They have things which have hindered them move on ahead. Yet bless me, the enemy has hindered me to progress.
But
friend, you became an enemy to yourself. You created schemes for yourself. And you began to slumber gradually. Now poverty comes like a thief, and it steals all your character, all your cleanliness. You reach, you have no money. I have no money in the pocket. Why should I clothe well? And you get out your funny shoes. You begin to become something.
Though
even they give you clothing,
you
go aside, you begin to complain, these are the ones they see to give us because they see we don't have. Now the problem, after they put their own schemes and the comes as a thief, you like you know him, and he steals every character from them, every good mode.
I'm
not seeing those people that are a different class.
This is where I sit in my chair when we've gone to study. Those ones park their cars at the synagogue. How can you get neighboring him? What are you going to speak with them? To advise you how to go about things. Now because you made schemes of being poor. Now the thief, the devil,
got
a ground to base steal all your character. And when you come into the synagogue, you've gathered as church, you begin to look around. How are they clothing? Where can I sit? You see, you're no more ironing your shirts and clothing. You look at your funny shirts, how they look.
Everybody
sit aside. I'm trying to show you what's in the people. And they made schemes and poverty overtook them. They seem to have character of God. And they get to be complicated. And to become wazekas. And they have a certain look. What you tell them, they tell you are poor. Those are your plans you've brought are for rich people. You don't
want
to get rich, I've brought plans of the rich. Now you see me, I have that capital, you're
telling me.
Just five ways of looking for it. Someone closed all the doors. There are people come from other synagogues, churches like they speak it. And they come here. And God gave a dream. Remember the rich who told you, I have no work, I'm
lost.
You tell them, God, discover what you've ever done, come tell me how we can
start.
Now they scared that they will never work. God will take care of them. Now when they get back, they get a dream. And God tells them, don't do any work I refused you. When they reach to me, ask them, God told you what kind of work, for we have two type of work on the world, which they give a reward upon. The evil works and the works of righteousness. God refused you all works of the evil works, but he told you do all works of righteousness. They never got here back. They got angered. And they
say,
the vision of God refused him to work, and I'm pushing him to go to work. Just to explain, he refused you to what? And even bring scriptures. For all acts, they have a reward about them. And every person will be accused because of their
actions.
They will be accused on the works of their hands. What works are they accusing you of? Many heard of those voices. My son, never do any work. He didn't ask what work. When he concerned the works of his hand, ask him, Lord, what do you mean? Now, brethren, don't want to presume have a church which has been existing before. We want the church of the Acts, in the Acts 4. And we know much the word of God. Yet we have what we need in the life and serving God. Let's move on. We hear Proverbs 6 verse 12. Now the problem. You'll forgive me. The Spirit, the one who has been speaking, you go look for him and choose him. People and they don't benefit. They have no importance.
I
Yesterday I was praised
Jesus.
Every time you say where I am, it's enough for me. No importance. You don't sing. You don't mock. You don't read
time.
You don't preach the gospel. What are we going to do for you? You don't want to be corrected. Now, my friend, what are we to do for you?
Have
no importance. Human schemes are very harmful. You reach a time you don't have any profiting over others. Everywhere you find, you just fall there. When you find those mopping, you get a rush. You mop a little and you move on. You find them ordering chairs, you order two of them. And you move on. Hanging there. When you find them building, you say, I'm a builder. But you can't encourage yourself go to build. When you find business people, you say, I'm a business person. When you find evangelists, you say, I'm an evangelist. And you're there hanging. You are troubling us. Friends, discover yourself, you've not been benefiting. You can speak to us. We shall tell you how you can benefit.
But
you said if you begin to be like that, you begin to speak much. Proverbs 6 verse 12.
Omuntu ataliko kyagasa, omusajja w'obutali butuukirivu.
That many times they don't have righteousness such people.
Atambula ng'alina akamwa akabambaavu.
They can speak words.
Oba muhana magezi n'agamba siya.
Even advise them and
mamulowooza fula okubeera nti
tutegeera. They say, you think us being here, we don't understand.
Ekintu ekyo nedda kolamu ti ojja kubeera.
Be this and do that, you'll be well. And they say, no, we.
Tulina amagezi lwakuba temunnagala banga gakola.
Wisdom because we've not seen it work yet.
N'atwala omwaka ogusooka
ogw'okukola. 2 years is not working.
Ngere sura ya mukago nyirwa 13.
Proverbs 6:13.
Atemya amaaso amaaso.
Kakati bw'obanga oyogera nabo obeegendereza.
When you speak with them, be careful of them.
Batemya atemya nnyo.
They are always there with their eyes.
Atunula eno n'eno.
They blink this side and the other side.
Aloyinza okwogera nga
speak at them and they're like, look at
the other guys.
You familiarize. Yeah, they don't speak it, but the actions. When they speak, you know how they don't speak. If you've been having them take those schemes from yourself, they are blinking, blinking. They speak random. You get familiar of those things. You know me, I have my ways. I speak at random.
I want
someone to look over me, to watch me well. You speak with them when they are knocking their toes like that. Look at this fool. They are knocking and abusing at the same time. They want to look at their toes, their feet.
And
they when they skills, they reached even their feet and toes. How do you think you speak to someone when you look at the feet down? They are knocking like that. Look at this fool. How
do you think you
speak to someone? That's the problem we have. You speak to someone, look at their feet as you speak with them. Many people ask me, how do I realize that what they speak upon me, they're joking? You speak as
they
look at your feet and your eyes. And the toys are communicating, knocking.
The
heart is releasing harsh words. And the toys are the ones confirming them. Yes, I wish he had got. Which are so amazing. Don't fear to knock your feet again. There are motions of the body.
Another
just does it beyond.
Proverbs 6 verse 14. Every time they communicate their hands
and do that. What is he saying? These people.
Oh,
this foolishness in this person. Look. They don't speak, but they are calling.
Tell you, your body can become harmful if you're not careful.
You speak with them and they are beginning to do their hands like that. Proverbs 6 verse 14. All things they do.
You know, actions of
the toes and the feet. In the eyes.
They have the heart, but they are skilled.
They don't want to display them.
Counseling,
and you look at
them,
you begin to see them moving like that. They're not settling. The toys down, they're knocking.
You're counseling.
Whatever you counsel them, they're like, you look at him. God bless you. We're going for
praise
and worship two songs.
We'll
go in the next service.
Those
we've been seeing the personal schemes.